It's time for us to join Mike Cossey, check on sports. Morning, Mike.
Morning.
Surprise in the NBA last night.
What happened?
Raptors beat the Warriors 118 to 109.
Wow, so all of these people that went out there and said that this won't even be a series was wrong, huh?
Well, it looks that way right now.
They're still talking about it. They're still saying, oh, they'll probably sweep the next four. I hope this is the replay of the Cincinnati Reds and the Oakland A's from 1990 when everybody said, oh, the Reds didn't have a chance. Guess what happened? The Reds swept Oakland.
Yeah, and what's interesting about this is, and I'm not a big follower of the NBA, but before
neither am I.
But before the game last night, there was I saw a couple of commentators, and they said that the Raptors had one of the best defenses in the NBA, and with Golden State missing their big star, the Raptors had a very good chance of winning this series. Well, we'll see if it plays out.
Anytime a team is missing arguably their best player, there's a shot the other team can win. The other team didn't get there by the luck of the draw. They didn't pull their name out of a hat. So, I mean, when your best player is out, anything could happen. If Durant was playing, I wouldn't think Toronto would have a shot. But he's not, so they do. And they went out last night and won by 9 points. So the same people that are saying that they're going to sweep, now that they lost the first game and they're saying, well, the Warriors probably will win the next four, and they lose game two, which is probably next Thursday, then maybe they'll change their minds a little bit.
All right, so we're done with that. The Yankees and Red Sox, well, look at that. The game wasn't even...
Can you imagine that? At 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they postponed the game. The nerve of them. The nerve of them. And then you hear these other people today on television saying, wow, there was really nothing to watch last night that they canceled the Yankee game because the Mets didn't come on till 10 and basketball didn't start till 9. Boo-hoo!
That's right. Who cares?
Boo-hoo! Who cares?
But this is what should have been done the past two games that they played at Yankee Stadium with those horrible conditions.
Yeah, definitely.
But anyway, so anyways.
Yeah, they canceled the game at 5 o'clock. I was shocked. I mean, just think of all that parking money that they would have they could have got from it, and you know they probably could have sold a few hot dogs, and then you know just use the same ticket over again. The Yankees finally did something right. They canceled the game at 5 o'clock.
All right, in baseball now, I didn't see how it finally turned out, but Tampa Bay was putting a beating on Minnesota.
Yeah, they spanked them up good last night. Tampa Bay beat them 14-3, 2 touchdowns to a field goal. It happens. Their best pitcher pitched last night. Charlie Morton, who was a member of the Astros staff, was traded over the winter, and he's a top quality pitcher. Minnesota was due to get beat. I mean, they only lost one game, folks. They didn't lose 10 in a row. They still won 7 out of their last 10. And Tampa Bay's best pitcher, like I said, pitched last night. So the Twins got themselves a loss. Put it this way. If I'm a manager of a club, I'd sooner lose last night 14-3 and then come back and win tonight than lose three games 3-1, 2-0 like the Mets do. So all's good and still in Minnesota. And speaking of the Mets, if you told me Jason Vargas was pitching against the Dodgers and only gave up 2 runs, I would say the Mets won.
Nope.
Guess what?
Mets didn't score anything.
The Mets didn't score any runs. They got beat 2-0 last night. What a crummy, just a lousy team they are. I finally saw somebody somewhere posted something saying the Mets need to clean house. Finally, somebody says the truth. They need to clean house. Like I said yesterday, there's 3 young guys you need to keep to build your team around, unlike Derek Jeter did. You keep those 3 guys, and if the price is right, you get rid of everybody else. The problem is there's a couple of players you got that you're not going to be able to get rid of, and they're the ones that this new King Brody brought in. Probably a few of them are his ex-clients. So let's see how the Mets get themselves out of that pickle. I don't think they're going to be able to. Speaking of beatings, the White Sox beat up on Cleveland last night, 10-4.
I think Cleveland's got their problems. They really do.
Yeah, a couple of guys get old. They lost a few players. They didn't retool and get the right players in. They still have a good nucleus. Their pitching staff is not what it used to be. Kluber's nothing like he was, and their best pitcher right now is Bauer. And they're just not as good as they were. And Minnesota's climbing away from them. So if you look at the standings right now, Minnesota's in first place, and they're 9.5 games ahead of the 500 Indians. Right. 9.5 games. That's a lot going into June 1st.
That's a lot. That's a hell of a lot.
That's a lot going into June 1st. And like we said yesterday, depending on how the Yankee series goes, the Yankees could be near close to double digits ahead of the Red Sox, too. That's a lot of games.
All right, we got racing.
Yeah, we got a couple races to go over tomorrow at Churchill Downs. It's a night card. Starts at 6 o'clock, so these races will probably go while you're sleeping, Marshall. The ninth race tomorrow is at 10:11,
yep.
And it draws a field of 10 and a 5-furlong stake race. A nice race. There's some pretty decent horses in here. A couple that I'm looking at, one is the 6-horse Morticia. This horse has been over Churchill 2 times and ran second 2 times. Coming off a nice second in the Unbridled Sydney at Churchill Downs when his horse went at 8-5. Horse is 6-1 morning line. That's a big number for this horse. I think this horse has every right to win the race, and at 6-1 is definitely a must use. The favorite's going to be a horse that's never been on the turf, the 10-horse Bobby's Wicket One. Horse has a ton of early speed. This horse is bred for the turf. Has a nice work sandwiched in between a few works. On May 19th at Churchill around the dogs, this horse went 4 furlongs and 48 and change. So that is a pretty good work. So I'm going to think you're going to have to respect the speed of Bobby's Wicked One. But there's a lot of accomplished runners in here. So I'm going to go with 3 horses in here. I'm going to go with the 6 I already mentioned, Morticia, the 10 Bobby's Wicked One, the speed horse. And another horse I'm going to use in here is going to be the 5-horse Extravagant Kid, kind of just off the pace horse. Puts a nice run in every time, and at 5-1, that's going to be a use for me. So a 5-6-10 exacta box in the 9th at Churchill tomorrow. The 10th at Churchill, which goes off at 10:42, you're definitely sleeping by this time. You might be waking up in the middle of the night for this one, Marshall. 7 horses go to post here. A nice little stake, a lot of good horses, good competitive race. The 2 horses I'm looking at in here, one is the 3-horse, Shared the Upside, trained by Steve Asmussen. Comes off 4 real nice races, one going back to last year at Churchill in November. After that, at Oaklawn Park, this horse ran 3 100-buyers, winning 2 races and running second, going 6 furlongs. So this horse fits right in here. And the other horse I'm going to use is a horse for course, the 6-horse Wilbo, with 8 starts at Churchill, 5 wins, a second, and a third. This horse is coming off a $100,000 claiming race win at 4-5. So a real contentious race here. Can break a lot of ways. I'm going with the 3-6-6-3 exacta tomorrow in the 10th race at Churchill Downs. Belmont's card's really shoddy tomorrow, and the reason why is they put all their eggs in one basket, and that basket opens up next Saturday on Belmont Day.
All right, so that's a look at racing.
Stanley Cup tomorrow night.
Pivotal game.
Oh, yeah, pivotal. Well, it's not really that big. It is a pivotal game because it's the game 3 and both teams are tied. It would definitely mean a lot if one of these teams are up 2 goose. But it's the first game at home for St. Louis. I'm not counting St. Louis out just yet because that was a real impressive win they put in the other night. But the Bruins, if they step up and they win impressively in this game 3, I think they're right back on track again. So I guess you're right. You can call it a pivotal game.
All right.
Well, that game is at 8 p.m. tomorrow night, and it's not on national TV.
Disgusting.
It's on NBC Sports Network.
Oh, wow.
Now, why is that not on national TV? This is ridiculous. Saturday night, the game's not on NBC. Monday night, the game is on NBC.
Yeah, go figure that.
Yeah, I guess they got a, you know, maybe Oprah's got a special on cooking or something Saturday night.
All right. I'll speak to you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.